USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Sir Richard Branson and a crew of three others grazed the edge of space on Sunday in a rocket built by the British billionaire's company, Virgin Galactic. Lifting off from Spaceport America in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Branson was among three other mission specialists who reached speeds three times the speed of sound.
So just imagine a world where people of all ages, all backgrounds, from anywhere, of any gender, of any ethnicity, have equal access to space. And they will in turn, I think, inspire us back here on Earth. If you've ever had a dream, now is the time to make it come true. And I'd just like to end by saying, welcome to the dawn of a new space age. Thank you.
Sunday's launch was pushed back about 90 minutes from its original start time. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Texas man who told CNN he was waiting a little bit over 6 hours at a polling center in Houston to participate in Super Tuesday last year was arrested and charged this week with 2 counts of illegal voting.
I feel like it was my duty to vote. I want to get my vote in to voice my opinion. And I wasn't going to let nothing stop me. So I waited it out.
Because he was on felony parole, he was ineligible to vote under Texas law, according to the Texas Attorney General's office. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in Florida said Sunday they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed the site. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said 90 deaths have now been confirmed in last month's collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified, and their families have been notified, she said. Some 31 people remain listed as missing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Taliban claimed to control most of Afghanistan. More from Dan Naraki.
The Taliban says it's in control of most of Afghanistan after making rapid gains for most of the last week. At a press conference in Moscow, Taliban leaders claimed to be in control of 85% of the country and that they were engaged with power-sharing negotiations with the Afghan government, though some reports say their control actually extends over only about a third of the country. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, met with the Taliban in that role in 1998 and says that he agrees with President Biden's decision to pull American troops from the country. He tells Fox News that it's time for the Afghan security forces to defend themselves and that the U.S. is not completely abandoning Afghanistan.
Now, we're not abandoning the area. We're not cutting and run. We still are giving them advanced weaponry, training. We're trying to get surrounding countries to help us with this effort. The Afghan security forces, they're well trained. It's been a matter of political will. The political leadership there in Afghanistan has been shaky, but they've got to get their act together.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A tiny kitten found itself in a tight space, but firefighters came to the rescue. A man flagged down the Hillsborough County Fire Rescue from a supermarket parking lot Saturday morning after he heard the cries of a kitten coming from his truck. Firefighter Elaine Owens crawled under the truck and rescued the kitten, who had been stuck between the vehicle floor and the gas tank during the trip to the supermarket. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.